Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan is running everything for us. And Meredith's taking your phone calls and doing 2020s. 216-474-0092. Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer, covers a lot of things, but college in particular. Dan, formerly with Yahoo, going to join us at 12:20 to talk about some of that stuff that's going on that is really interesting in college athletics.
A lot of stuff going on.
I want to follow up what Hughes Norton said in our conversation with Hughes, the golf agent who just joined us. Hughes, author of a golf book. He knows the game in and out, the business side of it. And live tour players have contracts that are expiring. And he said, you know, there's some animosity back in the day. Animosity, maybe not as much. Brooks Koepka's contract's coming up. Same thing with Bryson DeChambeau. That's after next season. Dustin Johnson up after this season. They've already been paid. Dustin may not want to play anymore. Who knows? He's 40.
True.
You're going to retire at 40? Man, if you got more money than you know what to do with and you're married to Paulina Gretzky, why not?
Yeah, why not?
He wants to be a sports dad. Take his kid to games.
I respect that. Yep. If you got the cash to do it, go for it.
Absolutely.
And it's not like he's going to have any trouble getting NHL tickets.
What did you think, Hughes, about what Hughes said where, okay, the PGA Tour may be thinking these guys will owe them money? That's one aspect of it.
I don't
see that one either. But I can see them maybe, Andy, making them qualify. They gave up their PGA Tour cards.
Unless
when they went to live.
You know, if they won a major, then they should just be good to go on all this other stuff. I mean, I still think you have to look at the rules of competition going into every event, right? So, like, you know how you get exemptions, and I don't know.
If they have exemptions.
Then you got to let them play. I don't see why you wouldn't.
I wouldn't think so, huh?
Especially if I was a sponsor, I would want them. And, you know, there's also sponsor exemptions, too. So, that's always a beautiful thing when you're a good player.
And then if they got on tour and won an event, then you get an exemption.
What are you gonna, is it going to be humiliating to send them back to Q school? Is that humiliating for some of the top players in the world?
Except for one thing. Don't you have to come up with some kind of criteria to allow them back on tour? Because there are only a limited number of players who have qualified to be on tour every year.
You could have a group with a resume review that rubber stamps it and lets them through, right? Someone on tour that says, hey.
It happened to Red and Shawshank.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally.
Once he didn't realize what...
Go ahead, Sonny.
What does rehabilitation really mean, Jeff?
I think Brooks Koepka is rehabilitated.
Can I go to the bathroom? Yes. Stop asking.
I'm curious to see what they do. I mean, I can't wait until Bryson DeChambeau is back on tour. Brooks Koepka is back on tour. If they're going to do that. I can't wait till John Rahm's back on tour myself.
They should have to pay a fine, probably.
But why? You're allowed to leave a job.
Yeah.
And then go get paid a lot more money and then go back to the other job.
Then maybe Q school is the right answer. Everyone else had to be there that way, and you may have had to do that once before. So,
and see, that to me is not an insult. I mean, you have to qualify to be on the PGA Tour, either through being on the money list or getting a spot through Q school. And, you know, maybe they could do it by what they won in majors on the money list, something like that, if they're a free agent after their live contracts have expired. But still, I mean, what would you think if, and I forget how many guys are on tour now, so 150, something like that? What if you were in spot 149? And here comes Brooks Koepka, and here come Bryson DeChambeau, and they didn't do anything to qualify, but they put them on tour and knocked you out. That would stink.
Do you expand it?
It's worked really well without expanding it. I would think not.
Well, that's good for the Corn Ferry Tour then?
Well,
it'll back folks back onto that. I don't have an answer for you. If they can play and they can be competitive and they're going to be a top 15 player every week, I think it.
But
don't cut off your nose to spite your face.
No, but you do have to qualify in some way, shape, or form.
And that's what the game's all about. I agree with that.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, all right, I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm okay with that. Watching Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night.
Yes.
I started thinking about Baskin.
What'd you think about?
Well, Game 1 was overtime. It was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And Edmonton won that game. That was a great game. Mm-hmm. And then Game 2 was double overtime, and Florida won that game, and that was fabulous. And then last night, kind of a blowout. Florida jumps out to a big lead early, and Edmonton turns it into WWF, and they're going after, who was it? And I'm not a hockey.
Isn't it WWE? Keep going.
World Wrestling Federation. Now it's World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah. It was World Wildlife Federation sued them or whatever.
Yep, they got sued by it, which is why there's a great logo out there of one panda, the standard logo of the World Wildlife Fund.
Jumping off the top rope?
No, the second panda behind him's holding a chair. It's fantastic. It's one of the funniest logos out there.
I still love it that they figured it. WWF? No, WWE.
Sure.
There we go. It works out just fine. Regardless, we know what I was talking about there. But they started fighting like crazy in the second period. I mean, it was nasty. Yeah. And then in the third period, they kept it going. And the guys who were announcing the game said, you better keep your head on a swivel here in the third period because it's going to get nasty. And they were right.
It was 4-1.
And Edmonton just kind of, you know, physically went after him. But this struck me.
Okay.
And Baskin agreed with me.
Yep.
I said, Andy, why is it that these guys throw off the gloves? Right? They throw off the gloves so that they can go ahead and punch. And then they punch guys wearing helmets. What the hey is going on there? I took off my gloves so that I could expose my hand to punching a guy wearing a helmet.
Yep. Why?
What the hey?
Well, part of it's the entertainment value. Part of it is that fighting is regulated by the sport. It's regulated. It's, you know, you don't get kicked out of games for it. You spend a little time in that little room where they make you think about your sins, and then they make you come back out. Okay?
They go into the referees go into WWE mode. They're all of a sudden wrestle.
Yeah, but they're not stupid. They know when to hop in. They know when guys are tired. They know when guys actually kind of want to get out of the fight because they're so tired too.
And some of the fights were terrible. You grab somebody and hold on.
No, that's
and
all
then occasionally take a body shot.
Well, there's a lot of
or hit
them like
upside
that.
The helmet and bust up your hand.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. I mean, you're trying for the face, obviously, and that's really it's the only open area that
uppercut
you can hit.
Under the mask.
Yeah, you're trying to hit him in the face. I mean, it is what it is. I personally think the game is a great game. It doesn't need fighting.
It's a beautiful game.
But if you go back and watch the first couple of goals, they're all goals that I can show you that when you learn to play the game, it's these fighting goals and making sure that you can find angles. And the second goal of the game was just beautiful. It was, you know, bar to bar, bar down, and then it hit the back bar and went in. It's so hard, and you need such a precision shot to make some of those shots that it's just, it's amazing to watch the ability of these guys and how they can just turn, you know, just, it's like a baseball pitcher who can, you know, just kind of find the corner there. Only this time you're doing it with a puck, and it's just, it's a great game. I don't think it needs fighting. I truthfully don't. But I do understand in this situation when you're playing, and you could kind of see it a little bit at the end of game two, things were getting a little bit, you know, you play a team over and over and over again.
A little chippy.
Yeah, it's just, I understand the chippiness. And this wasn't a close game. So if someone had been aggravating you for a couple days, or you just wanted to try to knock somebody out or get them down, you know, just mess up their game, it was the night to do it. It really was. And, you know, the part of the problem in last night's game, and without getting in too much into the X's and O's, were the turnovers again. It's the same as basketball. It's not really hard to figure that out. And, you know, you can't hand the puck over, 12 times last night Edmonton did, and expect to win games. You just can't hand the puck away. It's too precious, and you don't have that much time to hang on to the puck. You talk about the stars of the game. What do they touch the puck? Up to maybe 2 minutes a game, if you're lucky. You know, a lot of guys don't even see that much action. So I think that's part of the issue. It was not our best game that we've seen so far in the Stanley Cup finals themselves. But they'll bounce back. There'll be another good game, and it'll be kind of fun to watch.
As a non-diehard hockey fan,
yeah,
I do enjoy watching the Stanley Cup. Two things strike me, and this is a non-diehard. It's like you're all fired up. You know, you're enjoying the game. Okay, let's shut her down for about, 15 minutes while we fix the ice. It's like, okay.
So do you know
now? Do I go take my shower? What do I do?
So why do they do that? Do you know why?
Yeah. So
are there three periods instead of four?
Because of the ice.
It's the ice. So yeah. When they originally invented the game, they played two halves when there were barely any teams. And then it was before Zambonis, and it would take forever. They would send 15, 20 people out on the ice with shovels and water, and they'd resurface the ice, and they'd go back out. And then I can't remember if it was Conn Smythe. I think it was Conn Smythe was the one that came up with the idea. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. He was the one that came out with the idea that said, hey, you know what? The ice is horrible at the end of the first half, and it's horrible at the end of the game. So why don't we take the 60-minute game and split it? And now all of a sudden we'll have two intermissions instead of one, and we can probably sell more beer.
Well, and they do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you have time to go do the dishes.
Can we go back to fighting for 1 second?
Yeah, I wanted to say this about it.
Sure.
I'm not a diehard.
No.
When I was watching the fighting last night, I thought, just could you just play hockey? I tuned in to watch hockey. I didn't tune in to watch you guys not really fight very well and be stupid enough to drop your gloves and hit guys with helmets in the head.
Yeah, I will tell you that the thing, and I know a lot of hockey people hate me for saying this, the one biggest pet peeve I have about the game itself, and it's not, and by the way, fighting is highly regulated at the younger level. So if you're in high school and you decide you want to throw a punch, you're done for a couple games. And then if you want to do it again, you can call your season goodbye, especially when you only have, at the most, you know, you might get to play 35 games a year if you're lucky. So it's not worth throwing a punch when you're at the high school level or if you're younger than that. But it's the kids that always feel like that I've got to protect my goalie if somebody shoots after the whistle. And it absolutely drives me crazy when your team takes a penalty for protecting the goalie for something silly right after a shot that maybe a guy came in and tried to poke the puck away before the whistle. Guess what? We tell every kid to play until the whistle. But the biggest thing is that these goalies are wearing thousands of dollars worth of pads. Thousands. They're the most protected player on the ice without a doubt. So you want to tell me how some, you know, scrappy 94-pound kid is going to protect a goalie that's wearing, I don't know, 400 or 500 pounds of equipment. I'm exaggerating, but no. Wearing so much equipment to protect themselves, it is really, really hard to hurt a goalie. I understand that their fingers are in the way and stuff like that, but they're the dumbest penalties you can see in all of hockey. Our kids that decide to come in after the fact, after a goalie, someone said something to a goalie or somebody just kind of touched a goalie. Oh my God, don't be so sensitive.
Florida Panthers leading the Stanley Cup 2-1 over Edmonton. Dan Wetzel, ESPN senior writer. Dan was with Yahoo for a long time. He's been with us many times over the years. College paying athletes, flat out now legal, according to the courts. We'll see how it goes. Wetzel will have insight for us next on Baskin and Phelps. And don't forget, 1 o'clock hour, in fact, maybe even a little sooner, Browns at Mandatory Minicamp. You will hear press conferences live right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.